All righty, a significance indeed. Last night, the commissioner of the Suffolk County Police Department to announce, Rodney Harrison, the release of the 911 audio, the release of three calls. It was made the night more than 11 years ago. We're talking the Gilgo Beach serial killer investigation. Certainly an individual who's been right there front and center representing the Shannon Gilbert family is our friend John Ray. John Ray and Associates at Miller Place. This came through yesterday, and I said, you know what? Buckle your seatbelts. How much of a tightened seatbelt do we need today, sir? Right after noon in Brentwood at this press conference.
Well, I would not say that you need to tighten up your belts very much at all, because it's developed that what they're actually going to do, the police department, that is release only 12-minute segments or segments of three tapes. This tape of Shannon Gilbert, the tape of Gus Coletti, the neighbor who called in saying she was knocking on his door, and the tape of Barbara Brennan, another neighbor who said that Shannon was knocking on her door. So if you take the 23-minute tape of Shannon Gilbert and the other two tapes of those other folks, you're looking at over 30 minutes of tapes, of which they're only going to play less than 12 minutes in segments of which we are not yet aware. And they're going to have Detective Vira commenting during that 12-minute period of time. So it doesn't sound at this point like they're releasing the tapes as had been promised. So maybe they, you know, I don't know. We'll see. There are
why, though, John? Why are we fiddling around with this? Either you release or you don't release, you know? I mean, why piecemeal it like this, you know? We saw the Megan Waterman thing. You know, what are you going to make out of that? You know, a little bit of video at a hotel. What are you going to make out of that? But what are we to get out of 23 minutes combined? Listen, you have stated on this program numerous times that the Gilbert phone call will be shocking, shocking to the public. Why are they operating like this today?
I do not know why they're doing this, and I don't know whether the most shocking parts will even be played at all. There's no way to know until they hold their conference. So, I've expressed good, you know, hope and faith in the new police commissioner's approach. So let's wait and see, I suppose, is the only way I can think about this. It doesn't make any sense to me unless what they're really announcing, therefore, by inference, is that there are indeed portions of Shannon's tape that are significant in the investigation of the entire Gilgo Beach debacle with all of the victims, all the other 10, as well as Shannon's murder. So if that's the case, and I know what's on those tapes, then I understand why they're doing it this way. If there's something to, you know, something investigatory that's critical to their discovery of the murderers. But if that's not the case, if they are chopping this up because they don't want to be exposed for the false narrative that the police put out there 11 years ago about how this happened and all the years they've maintained that position, then I have a problem with it, a big one.
Heard this tape. You know how vital it is, you see. That's why I don't understand this. Because you've already, you know, kind of tweaked the website. That's a good thing. As far as people getting on there, maybe tips, whatever else. You've upped the ante from 25 to 50,000 for information leading to an arrest on this thing. But yet, we still don't know why they're operating like this, you know? Why are they kind of piecemealing it? Listen, you don't know exactly what's going to be on there. You might have some. I mean, is it possible the Shannon phone call that we could see, we could hear a key excerpt, but you don't sense that?
I don't know what, you know, there's no way to know until they reveal what they claim they're going to. know what the significance of the method that they're using could be. I just, there's no explanation for it. The police department put out a false narrative, a very strongly false narrative about what occurred that early morning of May 1st, 2010. And they based it, as they said, in writing, in to the press, upon the misrepresentation that nothing really significant occurred and that Shannon was kind of, irrational. Those things are decidedly not true. And the tapes will certainly show you that. But you can only know that by hearing the tapes, the integrated whole, not just of Shannon's 23-minute time, where she acts perfectly rationally, but also, on the tapes of Coletti, where his stories have seriously conflicted one with the other when he's told stories to the... And Barbara Brennan. Brennan and Coletti were very close friends of Dr. Peter Hackett, who have sued for this case as being one that is responsible for Shannon's death. So, the truth lies deep down inside that Oak Beach community, and that truth can be observed in part through the entire tape, not through portions of it. So I don't know how that works. I don't know why they're approaching it with this way. This is not what I was told. I was told, without any equivocation or claim that this would be broken up, that the tape would be released. And now they're not. This is only a part of them.
It makes no sense.
I have other evidence that I haven't released yet that explains where Shannon was right after she knocks on Brennan's door. She was in Peter Hackett's home, and she was allegedly medicated by Hackett, and then she ends up dead behind his house. I have other evidence of Peter Hackett's admissions as to what happened to her. Perhaps I'll release them today when I hear what the tapes are really about.
Now, do you have the right? I mean, you can release that, no, without any type of pushback?
No, there is a problem. The court has told me, has ordered me in the case that we're in, not to discuss the tapes that I have, the information that is on those tapes. The tapes were released to me, but I had that restriction. However, there's no restriction on me talking about what the police say. There's no restriction on me talking about what the police tapes are, whatever they reveal. So, I'm still going to be restricted about those things that they don't release, but we'll see.
You still maintain the significance of this case could rest on the Shannon Gilbert call. Do you still believe that could be a turn as far as solving this case?
I believe it's an important part of the solution of this case. Not the only part, of course not. But it's not as if, we have aha moments where we catch the killer because of the tape. That's not going to happen either, but it's still very, very important evidence in this whole matter. That and some of the other evidence I have, and things that haven't been talked about on the Shannon's bone, for example, her hyoid bone in her throat. Dr. Bodden, at my request, did the autopsy that shows that the bones are cracked. So on the edges, on the horns of the bone, in a U-shaped bone, so that would indicate homicide. But something that hasn't been discussed is that there's a hole drilled right through the center of that bone. And that, to me, is significant. So there are other things as well. But, at least today, there's a stirring of the pot by the police releasing this portion of the tape, or these portions. I can't understand why, though, they're doing it in this fashion. Nobody's called me to heads up. They told me that they were going to work with me on this case, on this particular issue as well, and I haven't heard anything about this yet. We also have Cherie Gilbert, who's the sister of Shannon, who is quite unhappy at this moment because, and I'm her lawyer, because she's unhappy because they didn't come to her with the tapes and let her hear her sister before they're going public with these tapes. And I've requested that that occur. Maybe it will between now and 12 o'clock when they release the tapes. But Cherie is disturbed, and she's going to, right now, she's consented to appear with me later on to discuss this.
Mm. You know, the one thing you don't want to get out of today is that correlation of a couple of years ago when the then Commissioner Geraldine Hart held up that belt, the initials HMWM, whatever the heck it was. She gave you 5 minutes, a little bit of a deer in the headlights look, and there you go. You hope you don't have that type of correlation as far as what? You know, you say to yourself, what? After the presentation today, you hope you come away with something. Do you feel more of the latter or maybe something in correlation from years ago?
I'm not sure yet what the significance of today is, except you can be sure of this. Because the police are not releasing the whole tape unexpurgated, there's a problem. That problem is either that they have significant information that they want to use from that tape that leads them to the murder of Shannon Gilbert and perhaps the murder of the other Gilgo victim. Or it doesn't contain that, and then it starts to reek of a cover-up because of the police's misapplication of their work to this case. Now, I'm hoping that with the new commissioner and the new dean and so on that has come into this case, the new detective team, that the cover-up issue is not the case. I can't be sure.
You hope that is not the case. You're 100% right. But, you know, you got to look at the fact that you've got a whole new regime in here. You got a new district attorney. They're working together. They want to solve this case, you know. But you hope there are no ties to the old situation, you see, because that's right. When you get the stench of a cover-up, you see. And you hope that's not the case, John. You really hope.
Yeah, I do. I've given my commitment in good faith to the commissioner, the new commissioner, to work with him and with the detectives. And they've given it vice versa to me that they're, you know, they're acting in good faith and that I will cooperate. But so now I wait to see why this is being approached, these tapes in this way. I mean, why not just let the people listen to it, the whole thing? I don't know. It's unnerving right now. You know, hopefully it will turn out right. I don't know.
Amazing to you that Peter Hackett, more scrutinization hasn't been put more on him, more emphasis on him during this whole process?
That is correct. There hasn't been the kind of focus that there needs to be on Peter Hackett for sure. There's huge amounts of evidence consistent with his participation in the death of Shannon Gilbert, huge amounts of evidence. And that evidence has been either largely ignored or secreted away by the police for reasons that only they would know.
Mm.
But I have the evidence, and I've given them back finally, Shannon's cell phones and Shannon's laptop, which I've had for years, and they never took. They finally did, with the new commissioner, accept those items, and I don't know what's come of it. But there's plenty of evidence pointing in one direction, plenty, and not much pointing in any other direction, but towards Peter Hackett.
Well, we await in Brentwood today. Go ahead, John. Finish up.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you hear today, supposedly, according to the press release, Lieutenant Byra is going to point to the areas where Shannon was running, from Coletti's house and to Barbara Brennan's house, those neighbors. Or perhaps he'll talk about some element of the Brewer house situation. I don't know. But that means that the police don't, you know, they're putting that out there for a reason, you know, but it doesn't tell you what that reason is. And I hope they're not going to put another spin, a false spin on what really occurred here. Because what really did occur here is very consistent with what Hackett told Mary Gilbert had occurred. That Shannon was in his house, he medicated her, and then he claims not to know what happened to her.
Any setbacks? You don't want to take a couple steps backwards. Listen, they made strides. There's no question. Give him credit for that. And especially with the fact that, you know, listen, they've got a whole new regime going here. You know, they give you a little thing with Megan Waterman a couple of weeks ago. You do not want them to kind of fall back as far as where we were after making some steps here. And that's the key. You know, you've improved the website. You've upped the ante up to $50,000 now for information leading to arrests, if it's multiple. You know, the fact of the matter is we wait and see. That's all we can do. You're only going to get 12 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. 12 minutes, a little 12-minute montage as far as this is concerned. So we'll see. That's between Shannon, Brennan, and Coletti, you know. And we await, you know. And listen, I got my hopes up. I'm glad you kind of settled it somewhat here. But, you know, you still hopefully you remain positive and something come about of this, John. So go ahead. Final thought, my friend.
Yeah, I'm ever optimistic about the resolution of this case. That's why I'm still working at it. But, you know, I'm troubled that they're only going to release 12 minutes. That's not what had been told to me would happen. So we'll see. We will see.
Significant turn as far as how they are going to convey. But we await in 3.5 hours as far as the situation's at hand. John Ray and Associates at Miller Place. Can't thank you enough, sir. We'll talk. Thanks so much.
All right, Jay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it all.